You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Passage this morning comes from two sections of Numbers 24, from Balaam's third and fourth oracles. The story of Balaam is an interesting one, with him being recruited and paid to issue a word against God's people, and he comes to the moment and he does the opposite, seemingly against his own better judgment and preferences. But so we have this series of oracles about God's people and about the leader of God's people to come. Starting in verse 2. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes uncovered. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel, like palm groves that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be many; it shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt, and is for him like the horns of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations, his adversaries, and shall break their bones in pieces, and pierce them through with his arrows." And later, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheth. Edom shall be dispossessed. Seir also, his enemies, shall be dispossessed. Israel is doing valiantly. And one from Jacob shall exercise dominion and destroy the survivors of cities. I don't want to focus on the sort of introduction where Balaam is doing a little bit of hype man for himself, but just one small point from that. He's got this sort of exalted expression of himself and his place, and it doesn't look so impressive. It looks kind of tawdry, and just a reminder for us that when we're about the Lord's work, it's never a good look to draw attention to ourselves. He is seen clearly, but it's not him to be exalted. It's the Lord's vision. So let's point to the Lord in what we do. The main thing that strikes me in these oracles is this combination of personal and people, of the Messiah to come, who is the main sort of focus of the fourth oracle, the leader who will have dominion, who will bring freedom from the oppressors, who comes out of Jacob, who comes from the people of Israel. And then the beauty of the people in the third oracle, spread out in this beautiful picture, fruitful, with water flowing. Jacob itself refers to Israel, refers to the nation and the people, but is also a personal name. Jacob was renamed Israel, the one who is to come, who gives the possibility of this people in their most beautiful array, in their kind of best possible light, is the new Jacob, is Jesus Christ. But the people and the beauty of the people is only possible in that one who completes the people. And we are the people of, we are the new Israel. We are the people of Jesus Christ. The people of the first covenant were called by the name of Israel. We're called by the name of their patriarch. We're called by the name of Jesus. And the dominion and the victory that are promised are for Christ. But we're supposed to bring that justice and that truth in our lives. So how do we apply this? How do we live this out? I think it would be good to look to the beauty that we see in God's people and thank Him for that, and also try to foster that more. It's not all beauty. There are ways in which we sorely fall short of a vision of fruitfulness and a vision of victory that ultimately the Lord does want for us. And so how can we look to Christ and be purified and to be allowed to live into that as we go through this season of waiting and watching?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.